This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jesus said in verse 58, as you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, he's talking about an imaginary court situation where maybe there's a lawsuit. Try hard to be reconciled to the person on the way, or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. I have a footnote on my NIV Bible that says the word Greek word for penny is lepton, L-E-P-T-O-N. Found out it's the lowest coin, or was the lowest coinage of the day. It was less than a penny. And that you'll have to pay to the last tenth of a penny, is what Jesus was saying, exaggerating to make a point. And yet for years, I told you earlier, I thought this was strictly about relationships, and it is. But more than that, as Jack Hayford of Van Nuys, California says, this is about our relationship to the Lord. We've got to be in a right relationship with the Lord when we die. And the most important advice I could give you, I could give myself, is that what difference does it make if you were to be on good terms with everybody on the earth, but you don't know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, what, the beginning and the end. He's everything. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you realize that if those statements are true, is there anything in the world that you can think of or I can think of that's more important than that? Think about that. When Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, if that statement's true, and only if it is, what in the universe is more important than knowing that person? Nothing. There is absolutely nothing more important than coming to know him. Annie and I have made a casual acquaintance with a woman from Mumbai, India, who works at our local supermarket. Every time I see her, I talk to her about India because at the end of the month, I go to the Southwest India, to Kerala, to speak and preach there. But I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I haven't, until yesterday, told her why I'm going. She just thinks I'm going to India. Maybe he's a businessman, whatever. But it was yesterday that I said I'm going to preach the gospel to India. Not knowing, I know she's Hindu. And so I didn't know how she would react to that. Annie can verify this happened. We were a number of feet away from her. She came up to us after we were finished transacting the business as a cashier. And she came up to us and she said, I just want to tell you something. Since you told me you're going to preach, she said, twice in recent weeks or months when I've been praying Hindu prayers, I've had a vision of Jesus. I've seen Jesus in front of me. And I don't know what you think about it. Doesn't matter what I think about it. But let me tell you something. It tells me that in some way, in some shape or fashion, is it possible the Lord is revealing himself to this woman? And I told her that. I said, I think it's particularly true with people from a Hindu background and people from a Muslim background who share experiences. How did you come to Christ? I saw him. I had a vision of Christ. And I know that to some people, you know, we raise our eyebrows at that. But you know, the Bible in Corinthians says, no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. Is it possible, just asking the question, is it possible that the Lord is revealing himself to her? Well, my friend, have you ever felt the Lord was revealing himself to you through his word, through his spirit, touching your life? This message continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.